Psalm 28, verse 7 says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts." Friend, I pray that is true for you today. Hey, happy Sunday, this 23rd day of July, 2017. It's Joey Kroll with you. Welcome to Sunday worship. Go ahead, take your hat off, take your coat off, kick your shoes off. Let's have a seat here at the table of fellowship. If you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Yeah, preparing our hearts and minds on Jesus. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation, he rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the I'm
That's right. We've come to glorify and magnify the sweet and beautiful name of Jesus. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. It's been a busy, busy, busy week. Our church had Vacation Bible School this past week, so let's just say I am ready to sleep in for like 4 days straight. So, but it's so good to share the gospel with the next generation. Amen. You know, I love checking the mail. I really do. I don't know what it is, but I have this obsession with checking the mail. In fact, my family makes fun of me when I constantly ask, hey, has the mail arrived yet? You know, has the mail lady come yet? You know, and I remember one day the mail arrived extremely late. In fact, it was like 8:30. We normally get it like by 2. And I wonder where our mail lady was. And I kept looking out the window to see if she had arrived. But we later found out that the truck, the mail truck, had died in our subdivision, and a new mail truck had to continue the route. So what they had done was transfer the mail from the broken truck into the new truck so that the job would go on, and that's why they were late. See, friend, as Christians, it is our job to transfer our faith onto the next generation so the gospel will go on. Mark 16:15 says, and he said to them, that's Jesus, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Friend, aren't you glad that someone was bold enough to share the hope of eternity with you? Don't let your faith stop with you. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship, Joey Kroll with you. Hey, be sure to connect with us on Facebook. Tell you what, I've been getting some great comments and messages from some great Facebook friends on Facebook. Yeah, just look us up, Sunday Worship Radio. Again, just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. David Jeremiah, just a fantastic Bible teacher, great author as well. And he said one time, a man of God in the will of God is immortal until his work is done.
Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace.
That's right. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. I enjoy our Sundays together each and every week. That's for sure. It's Joey Kroll with you. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. In everything give thanks." And this is a passage that we normally read in November for Thanksgiving, but I think we ought to be praising the Lord and thanking Him every day of the year. I mean, we are to thank Him always for everything, great and small. I'll tell you what, friend, there is so much in life to be thankful for. That's where we need to keep our focus, not just on Thanksgiving Day, not just in November, but every day. Fill your mind with memories that are true, pure, lovely, excellent, and worthy of praise. Then express your thanks to God. As the psalmist says in Psalm 100, verse 4, "Be thankful and so to Him bless and affectionately praise His name."
My name is Matthew, you might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard, last week they took him. On Friday my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary, my heart is heavy. I've cried so much I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like him before. Adored him, how I believed him. Such a sweet peace when he walked in the room. I washed his feet, oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter, maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword, is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fall.
I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside, but it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping on the path. A stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
My name is Jesus.
He said, my name is Jesus, and I have returned from the grave in fulfillment of my Father's plan.
Yeah, probably one of the most requested songs ever here on Sunday Worship. That's Mark Bishop and My Name is Jesus. Friend, I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. In fact, it is so hard to believe that our kids are going to be going to school here next month. The summer's going to be winding down. We're going to be getting ready to do some back-to-school shopping as well. And our kids are, well, let's just say they're less than thrilled just at the thought of that. That's for sure. Hey, I love hearing from you. You can drop me a note anytime. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Joey@greatnewsradio.org. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. You can always visit our website anytime, greatnewsradio.org. There's lots of upcoming events at our event calendar page. You can also go back and listen to past programs of Sunday Worship and Mark and Friends under the archives portion of our website. Again, all that and more at greatnewsradio.org. Well, Mark Burns will be sitting in this very chair tomorrow morning for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember, as you go out and about this week, doing your grocery shopping, going to work, maybe doing your volunteering or whatever it is that you do this week, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.